belief systems, man. They're the invisible handcuffs you didn't even know you were wearing, crafted from inherited dogmas, societal molds, and your own overcooked fears. Dropping them. It's not a demolition job. It's more like peeling back the layers of a sweaty, claustrophobic onion until you can breathe again. First step, spot the scam. These beliefs aren't yours, they're hand-me-downs from dead relatives and outdated rule books. Shine a light on them, and suddenly they look less like sacred truths and more like cheap illusions. Next, Chris, quit feeding the beast. Every time you entertain these mental gremlins, you're tossing them a steak dinner. Ignore them, let them sit there unfed, unloved, until they pack up and leave. Thanks, Baron, and you're free now. Try looking at life through a lens of maybe instead of must. Watch how the kaleidoscope shifts when you realize there's no goddamn rule book for this ride. And the kicker, you don't lose yourself when you lose your beliefs. You find something better, the raw, unfiltered chaos of a reality that you get to shape. Forget the walls, there's no house, just endless sky and a paintbrush in your hand. Now go create, or don't. It's your call, man.
They're hand-me-downs from dead relatives and outdated rule books. Shine a light on them, and suddenly they look less like sacred truths and more like cheap illusions.
Next, quit feeding the beast. Every time you entertain these mental gremlins, you're tossing them a steak dinner. Ignore them, let them sit there unfed, unloved, until they pack up and leave. When you realize there's no goddamn rule book for this ride. And the kicker, you don't lose yourself when you lose your beliefs. You'll find something better, the raw, unfiltered chaos of a reality that you get to shape. Forget the walls, there's no house, just endless sky and a paintbrush in your hand. Now go create. Don't, it's your call, man.